We're talking to Sarah Milstein. She wrote the Twitter book with Tim O'Reilly. In that book, you talk about Twitter. Twitter's gotten very serious of late. It's helping to support the protests in Tehran. Could you talk a little bit about what you've seen in the past few days?
A couple of things are happening. I think the most significant, but also in some ways the hardest to parse out, are that people in Iran are using Twitter. And that's really important because what you see with that is Twitter as a highly distributed web service, because you can reach it on their website, you can reach it through the API and through a lot of different mechanisms, and you can reach it via text, is a tool that's really hard to shut down. You know, there aren't too many other communication tools that are so, in a way, of the people, because it's not controlled in any way by the state. I don't think that was by design. It wasn't intended to be a political tool, but that's turned out to be an important aspect of it. And that's what's being highlighted, I think, most significantly in Iran.